Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on Let me just interrupt a couple of this thing right quick for a commercial break. I promise, guys, I promise it is so worth it. And you guys will be a great help to me if you listen to it, because they definitely pay me every time you listen. Thank you so much for being here once again. And on to the commercial break. Now that you've heard that little commercial break, let's get on back to the show. Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays. Pose. Pose, the final season, is available on Hulu, and let me just say, it was a nice way to wrap up the finale. It was certainly cleaner than the second season wrap-up, which felt a little rushed. If those of you who listened to my earlier episode on Pose can go back and check it out at your own discretion, but it's definitely worth it, worth the watch. It's just a certain part of period pieces that I think are my favorite, is that where you get to watch and follow the journey of these characters through the turn of the century, basically. Follow in if you want to hear more. So first things first, we're going to go ahead and get the plot out of the way. We are watching the final days of Pray Tell. That's really a seriously good way of watching, a good marker of watching, of having all of this wind down for a bit. And by this, I mean all of Pose. We're watching all of the character loops and character arcs get closed. Blanca finds a new man. Ricky and Angel, our family, fully established family. Lulu establishes her own and stands on her own 2 feet apart from negativity. Elektra is kicking ass as the trans woman mafia don to some gangsters who are helping her, who are also running the books behind closed doors. She's washing money for them. Oh God, it's crazy. It's crazy. You got to see that whole arc come through. Of course, the performances of MJ Rodriguez, India Moore, Dominique Jackson, Jeremy Pope is in this season. I mean, Billy Porter, all of them, they're just flawless. And of course, Angelica comes back. It's wonderful to watch. The costumes are to die for, ladies and gents. Let me just say, it is really interesting and kind of fascinating to see how much of a contrast there is between the 90s in the 80s. I'm just being honest here. Like, there's just a very nice contrast to all of it. To go from watching someone dance their hearts out, impose their hearts out to Diana Ross, to watching some of the new blood come in and gyrate to Lil' Kim. It's crazy to watch all of that, like, just come through full circle in just what all of these kids are wearing. Going on to the musical score, it's just like Fear Street. You really appreciate all of the music that not only survives the archives from Hollywood, but the music that defines the time that each of these people are in, or the time that, or the time period that they're being portraying currently. And finally, going into the cinematography, it's just a short wrap up here, but there's nothing crazy significant about it this time around. Outside of these really nice standout scenes and composite shots where we watch, for instance, we find out the true origins of Elektra. And Elektra got some Trini accents, which I also have to shout out. Goes back to the acting on Dominique Jackson's part. Just to catch the entire composite shot of Elektra going back to her mother's home to retrieve her things, and a young Blanca who is getting exposed to the real Elektra abundance. Man, ooh. It's amazing. It's truly, truly amazing to watch all of that unfold. To watch Elektra's life unfold the way it has. And even with her mafia ties, just those kinds of shots just taking form and taking place are just everything. Everything. But yeah, definitely check out Pose. It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. Did a much better job of sealing the deal this time. Thank you for listening.